This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Hassan Woods, HASSONWOODS. Date of birth 08/27/1991. Date of appointment 3/13/2024. Requesting physician Kosiso Chukwa or Eka, KOSISOCHUKWAORAKA. Dear Dr. Oreka, I have the pleasure of seeing Hassan Woods today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 23-year-old, left-handed African-American man. Who was admitted to the Brookdale Hospital in New York City. In the month of January 21, 2023, and discharged from there in February 10, 2023. He has a history of alcohol and drug abuse, and he was found to be overdosed and had an episode of cardiac arrest. He was rushed to the Brookdale Hospital, admitted over there, treated, and then he went to the rehab. He was overdosed with synthetic marijuana, K2, and alcohol. He was recently diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Since that event, his short-term memory is not good. Hands and feet are numb and weak, having pain in the feet. There is no backache or neck pain. He stumbles a lot. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus type 1, history of alcohol abuse, history of drug abuse. Chronic pain, history of cardiac arrest. Past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily. Novolog, Lantus, folic acid. Social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day. He has a history of alcohol abuse but does not drink anymore. He has a history of drug abuse, which is marijuana, K2. He is not using anymore. He is married but lives in a shelter. Have two children. Family history, mother alive with diabetes, father alive and healthy, one sister alive with diabetes. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545 except left hand minus 545. Deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Kronborg test positive. Assessment and plan. 23-year-old left-handed African-American man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, history of cardiac arrest. Number two, history of hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. Number three, history of alcohol abuse. Number four, history of drug abuse. Number five, still smoking cigarette. Number six, peripheral neuropathy. Number seven, gait ataxia. Number eight, memory issue. Number nine, anxiety. Number 10, joint pain, muscle pain, joint deformity. Next paragraph, assessment and no, next paragraph. Same next paragraph. Her most of the problem are due to the his hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy and history of alcohol and drug abuse. His memory issue is also due to that. His difficulty walking is due to combination of hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy and peripheral sensory neuropathy. The importance of good control of diabetes explained to the patient. I encourage him to walk and use the hands. Continue the present care. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.